tack now and talk about some athletics, because on the weekend the national championships were held in Aths, and Hannah Busick was the Australian 100 metres sprinting champion, and she's been good enough to join us as she's booked her ticket to Tokyo. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
It is a pleasure to have you on. I've been following you for a little while now. Scotty Gallen's our athletics man around here, and he told us to keep an eye on you a while ago. So I've been watching you with interest, and your times are coming down into ridiculous margins. On the weekend, 11:23 for the Australian title, which must have been very, very exciting. But you booked your spot to Tokyo. How did that feel?
It honestly feels amazing. Now, I won't... I'm not 100% locked in for Tokyo. I've got half the job done. So auto qualification, I had to run, well, I have to run 11:15 and get the national title. So I've run 11:18 and 11:19 and I've got the national title. So there's still about five competitions where I've got a chance to run that 11:15. And then obviously it's up to, if I don't run it, then there is every chance that I can still go. It's still up to Athletics Australia, but no, it's been insane the last few days. Like, you know, the national title still hasn't sunk in, to be honest. I'm just on cloud nine.
It's fantastic. I mean, your times have... I read your story from Michael Gleeson, The Age, on the weekend as well. You talk about your battle to get past 12 seconds. You broke it years ago and then you couldn't get back there and you weren't overly fair-dinkum with your training, and now you have been since COVID and your world has changed. You're 11:63 in December last year, 11:45 in Feb this year, 11:37, 11:18, 11:23 on the weekend. You're just about there. What's the difference? What's happened?
I know, it's. I'm so close. I know that I will get it in one of those competitions up in Queensland, but I'm a completely different person. I can't explain to you. My life has done a complete 360 over the last 12 months. You know, I was always training and things like that, and I always loved it and had a passion for the sport, but passion wasn't enough and isn't enough. I just wasn't putting in the work. And then COVID happened and... you know, I couldn't do anything else. I was stuck at home, working from home, doing uni and things like that. So I thought, let's give this a crack. And, you know, I was training well. And I know when I'm in form and I know when I'm in shape and when training's going well. And I was like, holy crap, I just need to keep pushing and keep going with this. And, you know, I wasn't drinking and I got my diet in order and, you know, I was getting fitter and fitter and faster and, you know, lifting heavier weights and running faster times and training and things like that. So... it was all there. And then, you know, when you're on a roll, you just can't stop, to be honest. So that's what happened.
It's quite amazing because we've spoken to Rowan Browning a couple of weeks ago. He's running really fast. Yeah. There's others that are in the track and field jumping high. There's a lot of really good things that is happening in track and field at the moment. Are they all similar stories to yours, do you think? Or are you pushing each other? Why is it not just you?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, the fact that it is an Olympic year, and I think last year was really disheartening for a lot of athletes. I was sort of the opposite. I was, in a way, as, you know, as awful as it was last year, I was sort of glad that it happened because it gave me another few months to get some really hard training under my belt. But as I said, I think it just added fuel to the fire for a lot of athletes last year, having that Olympic dream literally stripped away. So I think everybody did the same as me, and we all just, you know, trained super hard during lockdown, and then now it's paying off. And seriously, like, and obviously it's not just sprinting, as you said, people over distance are running incredible times. You know, the 1500 men's was incredible. Nicola McDermott got the Oceania record in high jump on the weekend. Like, there are so many people doing so many things, and it's just so exciting because we're making such a big name for track and field in Australia. It's just, you know, going into Tokyo, it's going to be insane to watch all these people.
What does it mean to your family, Hannah, what you're doing? Because it was great, again, that article I read in the weekend. Bosnian refugees that came across many years ago when the war-torn country, they had to fake marriage to get on the boat or the plane to get here. I mean, what would it mean to your family to have you represent Australia in Olympics?
It would mean everything to them. There's honestly no one prouder in this world than my parents and my sister of me. I mean, as you guys have read, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen, my parents have been through the absolute ringer, and they did everything they could to give themselves a better life and move to Australia and start a family and things like that. So, you know, to see that paying off and to get to represent Australia, and I'm also representing Bosnia and Herzegovina, absolutely. You know, I have so many people from over there have reached out to me, people that I don't know, just saying that they're so proud and I'm representing all of them as well as Australia. So, no, it would mean the absolute world, not only to my parents, but to Bosnians in Australia and back home and all my family back home. So it's huge.
Yeah, fantastic. It's a great, it's an amazing story. And to see you transform your life in the last 12 months has been quite remarkable. 11-11 is Melissa Breen's national record. We know 11-15 is the Olympic mark, but 11-11 is the national record. Can you see it?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we're looking beyond 11:15, we know that that's there, that's going to come. I mean, I ran 11:23 on the weekend and it was pushing 13, 14 degrees. It was completely still, there was no wind. So, you know, up on a track in Townsville or Gold Coast or whatever, I know that I'll run faster than 11:15, than 11:11. Now, you know, my coach straight after the race, he was talking about breaking 11 seconds. We're going to start, you know, tweaking the training program in the lead up to Tokyo and the Queensland competition. So, yeah, we're looking beyond 11:15 and 11:11. It's there, definitely.
Well, we can't wait to see how low you can go. It's been a great story so far. You're a part of the family now, Hannah. We'll be following your progress with great interest as we build up towards Tokyo. Good luck. I really appreciate your time this morning. Go get them.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, guys. Thank you.
Not a problem. Hannah Basick, the Australian 100-metre champion, who's got a great story to tell. Google that story from Michael Gleeson on the weekend. It is an absolute corker. You'll find out a lot about her.
And another great ambassador for the sport of track and field.
Absolutely. Isn't she great?
There's lots of them.